Gemara says in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph that koinamis are not batal barei because it's a davar shesh matirim, because you could be shoyel on your nether. In fact, my akasha, we find that truma is batal barei, and lechayr truma is also davar shesh matirim. You could be shoyel on truma as well. So why should it be any different? And the Gemara says like this: the bishma koinamis mitzvah lechuli. By koinamis is a mitzvah to be shoyel on them because of kolanoida kilu banabama. But by truma, my mitzvah lechuli Allah, there's no mitzvah to be shoyel on it. You could be shoyel if you want, but there's no mitzvah to do it. If there's no mitzvah to do it, then that's not considered a davar shesh matirim. And the Achanim are bothered, Vashash over here is Miramis to this Kasha, that Lachar, it's Mashav in the Gemara, that by Truma there's no mitzvah to be shal, but if you want to be shal, it's fine, it's Rishus. Nothing wrong with being shal, but there's just no mitzvah, there's no chiv to do it. So Achanim are bothered, Lachar, it's much worse than that. It's not just that there's no mitzvah, but there should be an Isser to be shal, should be Asser to be shal on Truma, because when you're Mafish Truma, you make a bracha. Make a bracha on Afreshes Truma, and the mitzvah of Afreshes Truma. If you're shal on your Truma, so now it comes out that the Mefreya never was Truma. And the Mefreya, your bracha would be a bracha levatala. So there should be an Isser to be shown Truma because you're causing a bracha levatala Mefreya. So how can the Gemara say that there is no mitzvah to be shown Truma, which sounds like you could do it if you want, and the Chayah should be Asa to do it because by being shown Truma, you're causing a bracha levatala Mefreya. And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this Kash LP, the famous site of the Ritva and Chulin and Daf Kuvav. The Ritva says over there that if a person was planning on eating, so he washed in Tilas Adayim and he made a bracha on the Tilas Adayim and then he changed his mind and he decided he doesn't want to eat, that is not a problem of a bracha l'batala. We don't say the l'mafreya now he made a bracha l'batala, and we don't say you're mechuyev to go eat in order to save the bracha l'batala, because the mekeven shenatal yadav gamar la berachas hanetila sha'aleihu mevarach v'yishayta daita ha'elacha. So like the Ritva, at that point you had das to eat, you were planning on eating, and the mitzvah was nigmar at that point, and even though it ended up happening later on, but I'm afraid we don't say it's a brachal batala. So perhaps over here also you could say that being the b'shas ma'isa, when you did the afrasha, your plan was to be mafish truma. You were planning to be mafish truma, and you made a brach in that afrasha that you were planning. The fact that later on it changed is not going to make a difference, and therefore the mafreya would not be a brachal batala. Now you could be mechalik that maybe the dva is different, because by the dva's case, at the end of the day, the mitzvah remained there lo'aylam, and everyone went away. The mitzvah until sadam, they made the brach on, is still kayim. It happened. It just came out that there's no reason for doing that mitzvah because you decide not to eat. But the mitzvah is still happened. You're not oikir the mitzvah, therefore it's not a brachal vatala, which is how it's lashon as mashma, that at that point it was gamra ha-mitzvah. Mashenkin over here, it's true that b'shas ma'isa there was a mitzvah, but once you're oikir l'mafer through shayla, there's no mitzvah at all. Now it comes out that there was no mitzvah. If there is no mitzvah at all, then one katana, that maybe would be a brachal vatala for the Ritva. So maybe the Ritva might not be a good suchtel to answer this kasha. But I was thinking that maybe you could say a different mahalach al pi. You said that the Chassam Sefer says, in Shuvah and Yerdeh Shin Chaf, that there is no problem of Bachel Batala when you're Shal and Truma, because he says that's Gufa the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Truma Gufa is to be Mafish Truma, but Eifen, where you reserve that kayach to be Shayol, the Tari knows you have that kayach, and that is what the Bracha on. The Bracha is to do a Maisa, which creates a Chalais Truma with the potential to be Shayol, and therefore if you're Shayol in it, it's not a Bachel Batala, because that's all Nichol in the Bracha. His Lashon is that he's saying that that's good for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it in life and where you allow yourself to have that kach to be shayl, and therefore the mitzvah is to do what you just did, and the fact that you're shayl and you undid it is not going to take away the bracha. Bracha is not the vatala, that's good for what the bracha was made on. So that could be a teretz of this kasha, why there's no bracha vatala over here. Now, there's another teretz that I heard from David Rosenbaum Shlita. This is, I have it in my notes from his Shir Man Yivamis, Daf Peites, that he wanted to answer this LP, the Yesod Gadol from Shim and Shkop. Another Acharonim, that Acharonim say that sometimes when you have an Akira of Lemafreya, the way it works is, it's not a total Lemafreya, but it's what's called Meloshim Acharonim Mikana La'aba Lemafreya, which means that the way we look at it is that Mikana La'aba, from now on, from going forward, and from the time of the Akira, we view it as if it was never here. We view it as if it was Nekelem Afreya. But going back in time, we don't go back in time and say that it was never here to begin with. We don't say that it was never Chal. Avada, it was Chal. Whatever it is, even Gakir, was Chal up until this point, until the Shas Akira. And it remains Chal even now after being Akira. It's only Mikana La'aba. Whatever is Nagia, the Dinim in the future, we view it as if it was Nekelem Afreya. But B'Shas Maisa was still Kayim. It happened. And therefore, being that B'Shas Maisa, the Hafrasha was Chal, and we're not being Iker, we don't go back in time and say there was Necker and it never happened. It did happen at that time. And it's only Mikan Labo we're going to be misnag as if it was never Chal. But being that the Bracha was done at a time where it was Chal, that's not considered a Bracha Levatala. And therefore, there would not be an issue of Bracha Levatala by Shela on Truma. And he said another Svara that perhaps you could say even without that, that there's no issue of Bracha Levatala over here. because the Yisrael bracha latale is to make a bracha for no purpose. You make a bracha that there's no reason to make that bracha. If you just blurt out a bracha for no reason, that's a bracha latale. But if the bracha is made for a purpose, in other words, b'shas ma'isa, I needed to make that bracha because I was about to eat or I was about to be mafish truma and it was necessary to make that bracha, that means there is a reason for making the bracha. The fact that later on I took away that reason, later on I was oikil mafre, and now there's no reason to make that bracha anymore, that's not a bracha levatala because it was not made levatala, it was made letzarech. As long as it was made letzarech, that's considered it's not a bracha levatala, and the fact that you change the situation, now you made it, you don't need it anymore, doesn't, by definition, you can't have a bracha levatala mafreya because it was not levatala when it was said. As long as it was said for a purpose, that's not a bracha levatala, and therefore even after that kira, it still remains a bracha, and it would not be considered a bracha levatala mafreya. So those are a couple of svaras to b'miyashav, the kasha l'acharnim, why it would be mutter to be shalom truma, and there's no issue of a bracha levatala.